today's read is Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. It's from the book Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it's all small stuff. Okay, I love this book. Bought it at the Goodwill for like $2.50.
Sweet.
It has literally changed my life.
Our life.
Our life. Practicing ignoring your negative thoughts. Mm. This is such a wonderful read. Practice ignoring your negative thoughts. It has been estimated that the average human being has around 50,000 thoughts per day. 50,000 thoughts per day. That's a lot of thoughts.
I would say so.
Some of these thoughts are going to be positive and productive. Unfortunately, however, many of them are going to be negative, angry, fearful, pessimistic, worrisome, and so on. Indeed, the important question in terms of becoming more peaceful isn't whether you're going to have negative thoughts, and yes, you are. It's what you choose with the ones that you have. In a practical sense, you really only have two options when it comes to dealing with negative thoughts. You can analyze your thoughts, ponder, think through, study, think some more, or you can learn to ignore them. I've done this.
Mm.
Pay less attention to them. I've done this. Not take them so seriously, and that one is key.
Mm-hmm.
The latter portion, learning to take your negative thoughts less seriously, is indefinitely more effective in terms of learning to be more peaceful. When you have a thought, any thought, and that's all it is just a thought, nothing more. It can't hurt you without your consent. Your negative thoughts cannot hurt you without your consent. For example, if you have a thought from your past, I'm upset because my parents didn't do a very good job. You can get into it, as many do, which will create inner turmoil for you. You can give the thought significance in your mind. And you'll convince yourself that you should indeed be unhappy because your parents didn't do a good job.
Wow.
Or you can recognize that your mind is about to create a mental snowball. You can choose to dismiss that thought. This doesn't mean your childhood wasn't difficult. It may very well have been. But in this present moment, you have a choice of which thoughts to pay attention to. The same mental dynamics applies to the thoughts of mourning. Even 5 minutes ago, an argument that has happened while you are walking outdoor on your way is no longer an actual argument. It's a thought in your mind because it already happened. This dynamics also applies to the future-oriented thoughts of the evening, next week, or 10 years down the road. You'll find, in all cases, that if you ignore or dismiss a negative thought that fills your mind, a more peaceful feeling is only a moment away. And that is the truth. Mm-hmm. It's happened to me. I've done it many, many times. And in a more peaceful state of mind, your wisdom and common sense will tell you what to do. This strategy takes practice, but is well worth the effort.
Wow.
So, in this book I was reading, a lot of people experience at one point in their life or mm-hmm. another, it might be on a daily basis, might be all the time or once in a while, depression and anxiety.
Right.
Depression comes from the past.
Mm-hmm.
I'm depressed because I had a hard childhood. I'm depressed because I wasn't a good parent. I'm depressed because I didn't get that job. I'm depressed because I didn't save enough money in my bank account when I could have.
Mm.
So depression comes from the past. Things that are done and over with. You can't do anything about them. Whoa. Get over it. Walk in the moment. Leave it alone. Mm. It's behind you.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. It's over with. Just like yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's like yesterday's laundry. You did it. It's done. It's over with. You can't redo yesterday's laundry.
Right.
Anxiety comes from the future. You're thinking about, am I going to be a good parent?
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about, am I going to get that job? You're thinking about that confrontation that you're going to have with that coworker because you two don't get along and something happened to work yesterday.
Right.
So over 90% of our thoughts that we think is mm-hmm. going to happen never actually happen.
Right.
Over 90%.
That's true.
So there's a less than a 10% chance of all the stuff that we're waddling up in our mind and having this anxiety over that hasn't even happened yet,
mm-hmm.
never will happen.
It's true.
There's over a 90% chance that all this crap that we're, these crazy scenarios that we're allowing the devil to put in our mind to rule us, to try to ruin us, there's over a 90% chance it's never going to happen.
Yeah. That's true.
It's a fact.
Yeah, because
and if you're a person who likes facts, which I'm a fact person, I'm a ratio person. I go by that. So knowing that there's over a 90% chance, I actually think it's 94% chance the things that the scenarios that we create in our mind will never happen.
Mm. And sometimes it's us. I mean, it's not always Satan. Sometimes it's just us. We're the problem.
Well,
the battles of the mind where we're just, oh my gosh, this is going to happen. It's that. And then the incident happens, comes up, and it's totally the opposite of what you thought, and you've been worked up for days about it.
In my mind, I think the devil likes to use our minds as a playground if we let him.
Oh, yeah.
It's his way of keeping us trapped. It's entrapment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm depressed all the time. I'm anxious all the time. I can't get out of my own way. I don't want to get out of the house. It's entrapment.
Yeah.
In our own mind.
Oh, yeah.
We got to break free of that. We got to break free and release ourselves and have peace and joy and get past this stuff.
And, of course, it's always easier said than done because depression can be an awful thing.
It can be, but we got to start saying no.
I know. And we got to have people to come around us.
You know, no, I'm not giving in and succumbing myself to depression because my parents were terrible parents. That's not here and now. I need to control my life here and now and make the best of my life for me and my family.
And then it's a matter of getting around. You got to get around people who care and people who are really going to be followers of Jesus Christ and show the love and take the time out for you and realize that, you know, there are problems, or you can actually talk to them about your problems and get it off your chest so they can help you get through it. Not just twice a month, but it has to be a relationship thing where you can talk these things through, because I've watched some of these guys' videos online where they're going through depression and there's like, people just don't get it.
I know.
And there's people out there listening to this right now where they're nodding their head saying, no, you guys don't get it. It's not just saying, I'm not going to succumb to the devil and this and that. It's like, these people are living in hell. You know, they need prayer. They need people to come around them to help them get through these situations, because some of them, like you said, the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can stop us from getting out and doing what the Lord called us to do, the calling that we have on our life, he wins. And once you get that snowball rolling, like you said, once you get that little thought going, it's almost like, you know, if Satan really was sitting there on your shoulder like they do in the TV shows and things like that, he can rub his hands and climb off your shoulder and keep going. Because once that snowball starts, we're worrying about everything under the sun.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So
I think we should pray for folks.
And folks need to pray for themselves.
Yeah, they need to learn how to pray for themselves.
They need
too.
To say, God, seriously, trust me. I've been there, done that. Take this from me. Take this thought, whatever it is, that's making you feel the way it's making you feel, God, take this from me right now. I'm crying out to you. Please take this from me right now.
Yes.
I want to walk in peace, and I want to walk in glory. And I've done it. I still do it today. You know.
Yeah.
I have to. You have to.
Daily.
Daily.
Renew your mind. Yep, you've got to. Renew your mind daily. You know, it's
He wants us to go to him in prayer and say, I need help. I need you to take the wheel on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm turning it over. It's yours now. This is your deal, not mine, because you've told me in the Bible to turn it over.
Yeah.
You take care of it, so I'm doing my part, so I'm done. It's yours now.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be some fancy prayer with big words. You can just speak from your heart, because he already knows your needs.
Just speak who you are. Talk the way you talk.
Yeah.
As if he's sitting right next to you on the couch, drinking your coffee in the morning.
Yes.
You know, we don't need to use thee and thou and thus and...
Yeah.
Just talk. He knows who you are. He knows how you talk. He knows your thoughts.
Mm. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and pray for folks out there that are going through depression. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity this morning. It's such a blessing sitting out here on the deck and being able to do a short podcast with my amazing wife, Barbara, as we think about others, which we should be doing as followers of the Lord. And in this situation with thoughts in our mind and depression and anxiety, Lord, we just speak against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We speak against all depression, all anxiety, all those thoughts that are bringing people down and causing them not to walk victoriously. We speak against it in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for those folks out there listening to the sound of our voices right now that other followers of Jesus Christ will come alongside them and listen to them. Not just speak into their lives and preach into their lives, but actually take the time to sit down with them, build a relationship, listen to their situations, and help them get through it with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share, as we are right now, for all those folks out there who are able to get online and listen. We pray for you right now. Right now, we're speaking to you right now. Those of you going through depression, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak peace over you. We speak against all those negative thoughts that are crippling you and causing you not to walk in the calling that God has for you. God has great plans for your life. He created you to be amazing. You're a beautiful creation. He wants you to walk victoriously, but you have to lay all those issues at his feet. You are worthy. People are out there that need what you have. So we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Blessings on all of you, and we thank you for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
There you have it, folks. Barbara Lewis coming out, speaking. We're going to be doing a lot more podcasts together where her and I are going to be just chit-chatting, relaxing in the comfort of our own home with different messages that are going to touch the lives of many out there. My goal has always been, with Relevance for Today, is to be able to use social media to be a blessing, to reach folks with the Word of God, to reach folks with relevant topics that are going to touch your lives right in the comfort of your own home, whether you're at home, work, taking a break, wherever you might be, riding in your car, and being able to listen to messages that are going to encourage you in mighty ways. God bless you all. Take care of yourselves.
Have a good day.
Peace.
And remember to pray.
Yes.